This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Tomorrow's markets for Bet365, the world's favorite online betting brand. Chances are you're about to lose.
Yes, Bet365, tomorrow's markets today. We're going to Seymour. We're going to do the Quaddy Legs, Brown Dog, pens, pencils, crayons. You know how it's done, son. We're going to kick off race number 5. Well, open race. Yosemite Falls, the favorite, $4. Lady Tino, $5 second favorite. Very, very wide outside of that. What do you like in race 5?
There's a horse, number 8, called I Love Coffee, which Lee and Shannon Hope train, and it was a really good winner last start. It debuted in that very, very strong Werribee maiden where Nacho and Manasseer came out of. I don't think it really enjoyed the heavy track, but got tipped out after that. Good win over the 1400. Stepping up to the mile, I think looks like a horse that will appreciate the trip further, and it's double figure odds, so I reckon that's a really good each way play for the first leg of the quaddie.
Love that bit of value there. Race 6 here over the 2200 metres, and you've got Tewksbury here, your $3.60 favourite. Bungle Raider $4.40, Stormy Grey $7, Miletus $7 for our man Miles Fitzner's favourite jockey, Jordan Charles.
Yeah, Miletus was one that not a lot went right for it at Caulfield last start. Doubling Journal's come out and won again yesterday. So it missed the start. It drew wide. It had to work and probably told a little bit late in the race, but certainly ran well enough, has drawn a little bit better, and will be rock hard fit. And 2,000 up to 2,200 in what should be an easier race are big ticks for me.
Love that. Miletus at a very, very good price there for Brownie. Race number 7. Over the 1,100 metres here. I will go pretty quick here. Luke Curry aboard number 5, Shambo, your $5 favourite per piece for Blake Shin, riding for Lee and Shannon Hope, $5.50. What's a combination? You've got to keep an eye on any betting plunges there. New Hampshire, $6.50. Russian Front, $7.50. What do you like here, Brownie?
I like Star Leah. Always have liked this horse. Probably the two wins from 26 starts doesn't reflect the true ability of this horse. It never runs a bad race. 6 seconds, 6 thirds, and about 5 fourths. So it's pretty consistent. Should jump and put itself on speed. Wasn't really urged along too much first up and still loomed into the race like it was going to win, but peaked on its run. I think now it's ready to rock and roll second up. Can handle all conditions too. So if it's a soft deck, no problems. If it's a good deck, but a pretty consistent horse.
Love it, love it. And the last, over the 1,300, Zupering, $3.60, perfect ending, $5.50. Signal, $8, and $8.50 the rest. So what do you like?
Well, if there's some late money for perfect ending, I think that it's a horse that will have a really good preparation, this one. Been given a little bit more time after a couple of wins in its first prep. Its trials have been okay. And Matty Kamani certainly knows how to train a winner. Drawn awkward, but Tommy Preble's in the saddle. And I'd love to see it firm late. It'd give me a little bit more confidence if they came for it to end the day.
Love that. Love that. Looking for some money late in the day. And, well, that's Bet365's tomorrow's markets today.